Okay, the mobs are loose. Today's daf is daf Mem Beis, and we're up to 1/4 of the way down, Mei Tashmisha Shel Nachton, where the Mishnah closes with what to do when you're baking on Pesach, and you have now the water that was used for washing your hands or instruments and so on that contains some chametz in it. Obviously, before Pesach, we're not very concerned about this, but if it's during Pesach, then we would want to be careful that you don't have chametz in your rishos. And therefore, Toni Chada, Shovchin b'makom midron vein shovchin b'makom ha'ishborin, when it says in the Mishnah, make sure that you pour out any of the water that was used to wash off your hands or things that had chametz in it, it says over here, you should be careful to put it in a place where the water will be on an incline, and therefore won't stay in one place long enough to become chametz until they keep running and are ultimately absorbed. But not in a mokom hashboren, where it will just sit there, even though there's, hashboren literally means there's cracks, shever, but nonetheless, it stays there too long, and by the time it's absorbed, it already had a chance to be mitchametz, assuming, according to most poskim, that this is a brishutcha. That's because we don't want to avoid the Bali Rabbi. That's a possibility here. If you would pour it out into the street, or into Rishus HaRabim, before it became chametz, then lechora there'd be no hakpada, because it didn't become chametz in Rishus. Some say that there's an inyan bichlal not to be responsible for the creation of chametz, even in Rishus HaRabim, during Pesach.
Okay. It can become chametz in a bucket of water?
You sure?
Yeah.
That's beer.
Mm.
Yum, yum. And the other price says you could even be shofim amokam ashborin. How do you explain that? Look, Kasha, the nefesh the kabul, the lo nefesh the kabul. Look, you have to use your seichel. I mean, if you've got a lot of water, then it makes sense to say that if it's going to sit in one place long enough, it's just a question of logistics. That's all. But the place it says you could put it in amokam ashborin is referring to a little bit of water. Or just washed off your hands or something, in that case, it will become absorbed in the cracks of the ground before it has a chance to be mitchametz. Amar Rav Yehuda, isha lo talush ela b'mayim shalom. A woman should do the lisha on the matzah only using water that has had a chance to cool overnight. So, dosher of matna b'fafunya. In Fafunya, they were mostly Aramaic speakers, and Matna darshed it b'lashon hakodesh in Papunya, which they took to mean nobody can use any water but ours. So l'mochar aitikulei amachatzbayo v'atulagabay. Next day, everybody brings their buckets and they come to Rav Matna, figuring, all right, what are we going to have to pay for the new kosher water now? But you know these Jews, they're ready to buy into anything. Havlan Maya, okay, give us water. This is the first meiden with the hechsher. Amalu, good Lord, Anad Bamaya the Bito Amre. I was talking about water that stayed overnight, the bath, not water that was mine. Now, Lamaisa, what's the reason for this? Because during the period of Nisan, the water is generally warmer than the air temperature. So because of this, we let it cool off overnight until it gets rid of all of that extra energy that could possibly be mechametz the matzah. There's some who hold that this is halach and shimur, specifically. It's not a din of matzah, so it's not everything that you make during Pesach has to have mayim shalanu. But since the chiyuv of shimur is that every last element of the matzah should be cared for in a way that will make it super anti-chametz. So this would be halacha dafka in the matzot sham mitzvah. Others learn there's an inyan to be met. Gemara doesn't bring it in that context. Gemara brings it in the context of the mayim on the hands, or in a hot day, as we'll see, which the mashma has nothing to do with the shimur. It has to do with stam, the actual chashash chimutz, and therefore one should use it for all of the matzot. Lemaise, if you don't have my matzot that were made from with mayim shalanu, it's still best to try to get for your matzah, the Seder, where there's a specific matzah, shimur for matzah mitzvah, to have mayim shalanu.
What matzah shmira then is
it? Supposedly a mayim shalanu.
What's the chakot?
Sorry?
What's that? I don't understand.
I just told you.
Huh?
You're listening?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll repeat it. The Mayanot, where you draw the water, are warmer in during the winter period. They become warmer than the air temperature outside. So because of that, we want to get rid of that extra energy. So we let it settle. There's a little bit too much tisisa. The tisisa has pockets of heat. So those pockets can cause streamlets. Give it a chance to, first of all, if it just sits there quiet, it'll spread the heat properly, and it'll reach a temperature that's cooler. That's the logic of it. I mean, of course, the Gemara goes through the whole Indian of the Mayanot warming because the sun is more to the south. It doesn't seem to have any bearing on physical reality, but for mice, in terms of the perceived temperature of the water temperature versus air temperature, it could be fun to swim in the winter. You put it down. Let it cool overnight.
So you put it in the fridge. Oh, we didn't do it, but it's warm. Put it in the fridge for an hour.
Boy, oh boy. Just let the badatsi in this one. If we're talking about pockets, it wouldn't help, right? Because it's the time that you need for reaching the equilibrium of the temperature throughout.
Tell you all, like the big mass companies out in America, they all operate on this, or now some companies are on some. What is that business used to be?
I don't know how they do it. I always wondered about that. So they have like gigantic storage tanks of Mayan and so on. I don't know. I imagine. I mean, I would let them get away with it, and they'd lose their. It's all competition today. Cassius is competition. It's like any other competition. It's like,
one guy
exactly. Yeah. It's got to be the best. I mean, what could possibly. Nobody's going to buy your product, right? I mean, that's the surest way of assuring kashrut. It's make it competitive. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Dorash Rova, Isha lo talush bechama. A woman should not do the leisha. It's interesting that it's clear that the leisha of the matzot were always done with women. And indeed, they bring in this forum that always, the minhag was always women did all the work. This business of having the gemrim and the men sitting was unheard of. The women at the oven stood a big burly man because it was heavy duty work. But to do the leisha, where are you going to get a man that knows how to do leisha?
The foreman,
the baker was a man. But isha lo talush b'chama, a woman should not do the leisha in the sun. Velo b'chame chama, should not be using water heated by the sun. Obviously, not for sure, not water that was actually heated. Nor with water that had been sitting at the bottom of the muliar, as the samovar that they would keep always on top of the oven in the middle of the house. Here, even though it's cooled off, nonetheless, you certainly don't want to use something that is even poshering. You said that's dafke by menoches, that we're ready to handle that from matzot. We want to make sure the water is cold.
Huh?
What's a samovar? Do you guys never read Safta Simcha? Well, what's with you? Samovar is the big copper kettles that they would use to keep the water hot all winter long in Siberia. So it's part of the whole culture. I mean, the Russians could go traveling, but certainly not without a samovar. I mean, this was a disaster when the airline started making these new weight allowances, because samovar alone weighs 50 kilos. Anyway, you can't use water that was in that kind of container. V'lo tagbiya yada bin atanur, arch tigmorat kolapat. Don't turn aside from your work. Tanur, in this case, it means the area where you're doing the leisha. Until you finish the job. Because once the leisha has begun, as we know, we're very makbid not to stop even for a moment, because as the Rosh Hashita is that once the dough has been warmed through the friction of the working and through the heat of your hands, likelihood is that it will become chametz very quickly. His lashon is chametz miyad, and therefore we don't want to leave it even for a moment. You need to constantly be working that dough. Furthermore, v'tzricha shnei kelim. You have to have two separate containers of water, echad shemekatefet bo, v'echad shemetzanenet bo ad yodeha. First of all, she should be cooling her hands all the time, so that the heat of her hands doesn't keep heating the dough. Actually, it's interesting, we don't do this, because many poskim say this is dafka if she was also doing the baking. The only time you have to do cooling of the hands is if you actually feel that your hands are getting unusually hot from the work, then you should cool. But it isn't me, Yikradin. But the mikatefet, though, if she's using some water to put on the dough, it shouldn't be the same water that's gotten warmed by her sticking her fingers in all the time and after work. Iboilu, Avrav Alashamah, what would be the din if she went ahead and she used things that had been warm, didn't take care of all of this. She used dough that had been in the chama or water that had been in the chama. Marzur drama mutar, Ravashi amar asur. Ravashi sits there, zakshash chimutz. Can't use it? To tap the dough.
Just the top.
Yeah. Marzur drama minamin, I'll prove it to you that b'diavad it's okay. Titania in lotitina saurin v'pesach. You're not supposed to do the tita, which is to wash off the grains. But it says over there, v'im latat. So then you look, im nitbaku asurin, lo nitbaku mutarin. So you see, if you don't see any signs of chimutz, the fact that there was an exposure to water that you shouldn't have had is not a problem, b'diavad. So here too, if you did something wrong, you used warmish water, okay, you shouldn't have done it. But if there's no indication of chimutz, you can rely on the fact that there's no indication. Says Rav Ashi, but that's supposed to prove something. So what? You're telling me that all of the sugyas where there's an iser that the rabbanon set out in order to avoid chimutz, so they're all the same? No, well, you put them all into the same weave. Just because you find in one case that it's okay b'diavad, so in any case okay b'diavad. Hecher itmar itmar, hecher lo itmar lo itmar. If included in the halakha, such as over there by Latita, is a clause that tells you how to deal with it if it was done. So over there it says, im nitpaku, im lo nitpaku. Over here it simply says, ishal lo tolush. How do you say that that means that if she does, then you can assume that it's okay if I don't see any signs of chimutz? And therefore, you'll have to be machmer. And again, some include the mayim shalanu in this issue. So in other words, if b'diavad, you use mayim that were not mayim shalanu, so it should be similar to this. Others, including the Ramah, so we make along that, others learn that the Mayim Shalanu is beyond the question of lo b'chama, lo b'chamechama, and so on. And so, b'diavad, it would be mutar. And others are machalik between mezid and shogim, and so on. But l'maisa, one can be made. Hadron aloch kosha'ah.
Neder. Samtun da'ainik aperek.
That was excellent. Ve'elu ovrim b'pesach. Now, the beginning of this Mishnah already leads to very, very fundamental machlokas. Because the question is, what is the word ovrin mean exactly? The Mishnah is about to discuss three issues that we haven't really raised until now. We've been talking about chametz. We didn't talk about chametz in mixtures. So that's called ta'arovet chametz. Those mixtures, by the way, have two subcategory. There's a mixture that includes the possibility of kezayit betoch achilat pras by having a kezayit within the shear pras. So in other words, if within every three or four beitzim, depending on how you define the pras, if the shear there is that you have a kezayit of that, that's pure chametz, that's one type of tarovet chametz. If it's possible of olidei yisr achila in that. We'll see tremendous machlokes in each one of these issues. The others, if there's a tarovet, which is less than kezayit b'chdei achilat pras. Then there's a new concept called chametz nukshe. What exactly is chametz nukshe? Also, big machlokas. There are three subcategories of chametz nukshe. Chametz nukshe could mean chametz where the chimutz process never completed properly. So there's some chimutz, but it was sort of stuck in a stage in which it was not really, never became fully edible in chametz life. Another pshat of chametz nukshe is just that it's disgusting. And it was originally made in some kind of fashion that was Bedavka discussing. It was made, let's say, as a depilatory or something like that. So it's therefore in a matzav in which it's using parts of the grain and so on that are not really meant for use in polite society on your table.
It's edible, but...
That's also a question, how do we define edible over here? See, there's another issue. Was it once edible and then became not? And has to be nifsa mechdeach was kelet. Is there some, because there's a third type of nukshin which it was edible but has become mekukal. So the question is, it's not mekukal for achivas keleb, so what differentiates that from regular chametz? That's the third category we'll have to discuss. So that's chametz nukshin. There's a third set of things in the Mishnah which may be a combination of nukshin tarovas. In other words, suppose you make a depilatory including all types of smelly items and powders and so on and so forth. You mix that all together. So it's both nukshe and mu'urav. The question is there an isra mukshe or mu'urav? However, the further question is, on all of these, what isra are we talking about exactly? Are we talking about ba'yireh ba'yimatzeh? Are we talking about the isra achila? We're talking about a diraisa? We're talking about a drabonah? Big machlokas. And Rashi and the Rambam learned that Evu Ovrim means people who would have these things are over Mishum Bal Yiro Vayimot. Tosfos and most of the other Rishonim say that doesn't make any sense because the whole mokers we'll see in the Gemara for these things is Kol Machmetzah Lo Tochem. Kol Machmetzah. Even this type of Machmetzah. And it's said in the context of Achila. And even Megabe Achila, it's not the normal Isser of Chametz, which is Mechayev Karet, it's a new Isser, which is only a lav, without a Chiev of Karet attached. So how could you say that there's an Isser of Ba'yireh Ba'yimatzeh? Therefore, Tosus learns Elu Ovrim doesn't mean the people are over on Ba'yireh Ba'yimatzeh, but Elu Ovrim, these things need to be removed from the table. Weird. Or, Elo Avrim, these things should be removed from the world. That there's a chiyuv of biur chametz on it. Now that's another question. So, isn't biur chametz a function of bayir abayimatzah? But something that there's no bayir abayimatzah, why would I need to get rid of it from the world? I could just keep it off my table. As you see, there's some very, very interesting and important differences of opinion. Halacha lemaisa, in terms of the chiyuv of biur, in terms of the Isser of Bayrabai Matzai, and in terms of the level of Isser on even Achila, of things that are made through mixtures or through unusual processes of Chimutz. Okay, so all of this will develop in the course of the discussion on our mission. Turn around one. So, oh, sorry, I didn't even say the mission. Halo over the Tessa. That would be good, huh? Just the introduction, we'll serve.
Okay. That's after 5 minutes
up. Yeah. So, Elohim Pesach. Kutach, what we're going to do first is we're going to list four countries that just happen to be places where we went into Golas. So, we have the Kutach of Bavel. Now, the Kutach, as we've already seen, was a cheese dip that's made with crushed breadcrumbs and whey and all types of sharp additional ingredients. And this was the most common, this was the hummus back in Bavel. And then you, or that, as I always compare it to that awful British thing, you know. That.
I didn't say lime or marmalade.
That's not marmalade. Marmite. That's that mighty mar. And that's Kutach HaBavli. So the other thing is Shechar HaMadai. Now Shechar in Madai, of course it was the next Golas, Madai is only a word for our kind of beer. So we call it normal beer. The reason it's called Shechar HaMadai was because in those days, every place else made beer out of dates, believe it or not. Sounds incredible, but that was the beer. And our beer was made in one place, which is Madai. As Rashi points out, good healthy beer nowadays is always Shechar HaMadai. Rashi would know it. He was into it. Chometz Adomi, Edom, is where we happen to be stuck now. And that's the chometz that's made in Edom is a grain chometz, as we'll see, even though it has a lot of wine base, but it's mixed with grain in order to make it ferment. And Zitum HaMitzri is also a type of beer, which is made from chametz ingredients. Those are the four medinos. And the next are a list of three, and this becomes important later on, which is why I'm pointing it out here. The next is a list of three professions. So we start off with four countries and three professions. Zoman shel tzabaim. Now all of the above cases were imminently edible things, but mixtures. So those were ta'arovet chametz. Now we're starting on the next set, which is chametz nukshe. Things like the kind of paper mache, let's say, right? Over there you make a mixture of flour and water to dip into. It's not very tasty. And it doesn't really, you have a chance to sit there like a real dough. But nonetheless, there's chimetz involved. That's chometz nukshe. So you have zamoncha tzabaim. The tzabaim make a type of thick dye kind of coloring, which they use subin for, to give it body and color, which is the part of the grain that's not usable. Amilan shel tabachin. Amilan is the way we use it today. It's a starch. The way that they would make this would be they would use unripe grain and put it into a bread-like consistency, and you could use that. You throw it into a pot, and it would absorb all of the dirt. Actually, not dirt, but all the oils that rise atop the pot, it could be scooped out, skimmed off. So again, it's not really very tasty or anything, but chemat is involved. And you also have kolanshel sofrim. We'll see that this means glue that is used by people who work with papers, and they clip the papers together with a light glue that's made out of flour. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, it might be Rabbi Elazar, as we'll see in the Gemara. Af takshitei nashim, jewelry. That's definitely chametz. Gemara says jewelry is chametz. What is this all about? And it turns out that he's talking basically about the pilatories, not the takshitim, but rather the things that women used to be mitkashet. And there, the chiddush is perhaps that this is not only chametz nukshe; it's chametz nukshe b'taharovet. So he's adding a new level. Even because like this, you could say, okay, we have a remez, or a ribui for chametz nuch, for chametz ayde tarovet, and a ribui for chametz nuch, but chametz nuch ayde tarovet, maybe not. Comes he to say that even there, you'd have to be whatever, over in whatever that means. Zeh klal koshu, mimin dagan, hareza over bepesach, and hare elu ba'azhara, there would be an iser in eating these things. But in them karet, there's no iser karet if you ate them, as we'll see, because we have a new remez here from komach metzer, which is a new mok. Tan rabba, shlosha dvarim ne'amorim, v'kutach habavim. There's three things they say about that good old dip. First of all, it's mitam temet halev. Anybody who eats on that stuff loses his ability to be sensitive, or he clogs up his arteries because it's made out of heavy cholesterol. It also blinds you because it's got a lot of melach sedomis in it. People are always dipping in it, touching their eyes. And it's makhish taguf. It also just makes you weak all over. How come it gives you high cholesterol? Because of the milcha, which is melach sedom. And it's makhish taguf because it has kumnita duma. The bread basically is so old in there, after a while you get a lot of mold on it, and the mold is very bad for your general health. Tan Rabbanan, shlosha dvarim marbin azevel v'kofafin et akomah v'notun echa v'chomish me'od mimor enav shel adam. Three things, if you eat them they increase your defecation. There's a lot of psul in the food. And they just bend you over. They make you old before your time. And they take away 1/500th of your eyesight. Thank heavens, each time it's only 1/500th of what's left, you know. So, Elohim, pot ki bear, that health bread will get you every time. Shechar Chadash. Kiber, no, kiber is actually it's bread that's made out of. We don't have this at all because it's, we don't have bread made out of solet at all. So this is the psolet of the solet, which we would probably only get in wheat germ. You know, the combination of wheat germ and what they call, you know, what do they call that? Cream of wheat. And we don't use cream of wheat for bread. We actually grind it. But pat kiber, shechar chadash, freshly made beer, v'yerek chai, oh, those veggies, that's the worst thing you can have. I mean, health bread and veggies, on the spot. Tana Rabbanan. This is referring to, when they say yerek chai, they mean like raw in the sense of onions, lettuce, yeah, things that are very, very cutting vegetables. Tana Rabbanan shlosh dvarim me'matina tazel, zokfina takuma, u'me'irina ta'inayim. On the other hand, you have three things that have high energy content in the food, and they make you young, and they brighten your eyes. Pat nekiya, that horrible white bread you're not supposed to eat. And the basar shamim, that horrible fatty meat that you're not supposed to be eating. And the yayin yashan, that only a Frenchman can get away with. Pat nekiya is talking about the samida.
There's the front page of the New York Times and when I was in America and an editorial that they now come up with a big survey that the low-fat diet...
Right, doesn't make any difference.
Right, so we're getting closer and closer to the rice. And the rice says, pas shamein, the pas shamein is good for you. That's right. Nice next year, New York Times.
This samida, this was an enormous study over many years. Very serious study. This was one of the most serious studies ever made. That the low-fat diets are not beneficial. And Botzer Shomein means that when we're talking about Shomein, we mean really Shomein, not the kind of stuff you pick up in a restaurant. This is of a tzapirta de lo yiftach. You got to be talking about over here like a goat that never had a child. It's like hasn't used up any of its natural fats yet. And the yayin yosh means atik atike. It's got to be older than the old wine. It's got to be at least 3 years old. Now, normally, kol mili demali lahai krush lahai, if you're going to eat anything that they advertise as healthy, it's going to be bad for something else. So if you got problems in your eye, it's going to be bad for your liver. You got problems in your kidneys, it'll be bad for your prostate, whatever. It's going to kill you one way or the other. Except for these following things, that bar mizangabila rativa, nice fresh ginger, upil pule arichta, upat nekia, ubasa shamein v'yayin yosha, that's good for you all over, from tippy toes, from your head to your tippy toes. So that's male l'kule guf. You can't go wrong with that. Shecha hamadai, what's wrong with the shecha that they make in madai? The Rama be meisari, what do you mean what's wrong with it? They make this stuff for pouring in water that they've soaked barley in. Imagine making beer out of that. And chometz adomi, why is that? The shadu beisare, that's because in order to get the wine to be mitchametz, they use a base of saurin. Omer of Nachman, you know, speaking about the gullus. B'tchila kishu mevi'im nisachim Yehuda, used to be the wine was brought from Yehuda to the Beit HaMikdash from nisachim. The schus of those nisachim meant that the wine was so unique that lo hayayin namshel Yehuda machmitz, you could not get it to go sour unless you put in some sour in it. So then the sour in would cause the growth of the type of yeast that would sour the wine. And that is what they would refer to as chometz. Chometz tam was the chometz that had been made from wine in Yehuda mixed with these sour. Achshav, nowadays, it's the Roman wine that never gets sour. And that's what we call the chometz adomi, and that's lekayim hashenemar imalah echarava. That's what Sor, who was from Edom, used to say: when Jerusalem is destroyed, I will become filled with her. Here we're talking in the broadest sense. I will become filled with all of her milos. So what was once the godless of Yisrael went over to Edom. Imalei azo charavazo, v'imalei azo charavazo. It's always the relationship of Edom and Yisrael that if one of them is on top, the other one's on the bottom. If one of them is filled to the top, it's brimming with its own cultural success, then the other one is a disaster area, and vice versa. This was the original vision of the relationship of Esav and Yisrael. It's nationalities, it's cultures that are in a state of constant dynamic tension. And therefore, you recognize Mala'ar, Charavar, is just a subset of the basic fight between, from the womb, of Lo Milom Yamat. Tanya Omer of Yehuda, Yehuda, Verishona, Alokea Chomitz Me'amar, it's Enot Zerig Laser. Used to be in the old days, if you would buy vinegar in Yehuda, you didn't have to take off Meiser, even if you brought it from an Amoritz. Mipnesha Chazaka, close the door, please. Mipnesha Chazaka, Inoba Eliminatemet. They would not have vinegar unless it came from Temet. And Temet is when you make wine, or a wine type of drink, by leaving water. Now, there's two ways of making Temet. You can make Temet the way the Badatz makes wine, which is by putting water on the leftovers of real wine. So you take the shimurim of the wine, and they keep leaves in the holding tank, and you put water on that. It's pretty low-class wine, but that's type Temet. There's another Temet in which you use the byproducts of the grape, so the things that have been filtered out in the beginning, which is the like the skins of the grapes and so on, not the actual leftovers of the wine, and that's even a lower quality.
Can you answer these things for Kiddush?
That depends. That's what Machlokes is about to get into. So if you take chometz, you don't have to take off Meiser, because they wouldn't have chometz made from real wine. The chometz would basically be a vinegary, wine-like substance that was made from Temet. According to this, is mashma, that there's no chiyuv of Meiser on Temet, which is strange. But we'll see. But nowadays, alokei chometz me'am ha'aretz tzarich la'aser. Nowadays, in order to get vinegar, you got to start off with real wine. Eino be'alam min hayayin. And therefore, you would have to take off Meiser of demai. So what are you saying? You're saying, if Rabbi Yehuda says this, he's saying that if you know it's Temet, then there's no problem of taking off Meiser. Is that because he holds that Temet lav bar isurayu? Does he hold that Temet is not called wine? V'hatznan, doesn't it say beferush in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the opposite? That hamitameid v'natan mayim bibinda. Somebody who's making Temet, and he puts in a certain amount of water, and then he measures, and he has exactly what he put in the first place. Umatzah k'dei midato. Patur, because no new activity is being seen. It doesn't seem to have drawn out anything from the grape stuff that was what? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says you do have to take off Meiser from Temet. So I understand why is he saying over here that because it's Temet, there's no problem of the chometz. No, it doesn't mean necessarily that he holds that there's no problem of Meiser. He just may hold that there's no problem of Amei Haaretz. Because lo nech shadu Amei Haaretz ala temet. In the same way that Amei Haaretz take off truma. There's no loss whether you take off a couple chitu from the whole creed. Okay, so it's kosher. Well, temet is garbage. You know, that's it. Plenty more where that came from. So they don't care. They'll take off mice. And therefore they didn't make a gzeir of demai on temet. That's the point. He's not saying that there's no chiyuv of taking mice from Temet. Maybe that's the pshat. Or it could be another pshat. Ibaitema, maybe indeed nech shadu. There's no difference between Temet and anything else in terms of an Amo Oret. But there's two types of Temet. Lokasha, ha b'derafka, va b'derpurtzoni. It depends what I made it out of. As I said before, there's two different types of the Temet that is made. So if I go ahead and I say to these potter, that's talking about the portsani, where I make it out of the grape rejects, the parts of the grapes that I don't use, that's very low class. Ashenkin over here, and that makes, but it does get fermented, and it does make a vinegar, and you can call that wine vinegar in the loosest sense, but it's not really from wine, there's no chiyuv. The other one is where you take actually the leaves and let the water sit on that, and then Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, that even though you don't find any additional liquid, but there has been an exchange of liquids, so that the water has now soaked into the actual solids that were there at the bottom of the tank, and now the dregs and everything else is mixed now in the water, so there's a proportion of real wine, and there Inochinami, there he would agree, that's what he's referring to in the Mishnah, that there he would agree that you have to take off Meiser. As I mentioned to you, nowadays they actually the Golan wines, what do they call that one? The ones that won the award. Yarden. The Yarden wines, they have settling tanks, and the Badas buys what's in their tanks. Lets water sit on it, and it makes wine out of it.
Wine or?
Wine. Yeah, those awful, horrible things. They add additional external alcohol, which gives it that soury taste. And they call it wine. It's absolutely atrocious. Yeah, because going to this temed is yayin. You know, shvachamaisis. I mean, the brisker would never use. I remember, like 40 years ago, there was one wine that was kosher in the whole country. Because of course, you couldn't use caramel Mizrahi wine, because that was touched by Tzion. So by definition, that was Yayin Nesach. So you couldn't use Karma Mizrach. But on the other hand, you couldn't use the Badatz wine, because it wasn't wine. It was only what they called Kahal, you know, which was the stuff they poured in. So it was one wine. I don't remember what it was called. But the Badatz actually used to make, it was really from grapes, directly. It was like a guy in Beis Yisrael that used to sell it. So everybody would wait there to buy his wine, so you could have kosher wine for kiddush.
We bought from him.
You bought from him. Interesting. Anyway, things have changed a bit, I hope. Stam, the whole wine culture here has changed tremendously. There was no drinkable wine.
There's 200
Yeah.
What?
Wow. 200 boutique wineries. Yeah, unbelievable. Imalacharava. Once we take away the gold medals from the French, we know it's Mashiach's site. Imalacha Kates Begulamis, it's Painter Yad and so on. My God, what a dream. The time would come when we would outdo the French on wines. Baruch Hashem. Fine. Zitum ha-mitzri. My zitum ha-mitzri. How do you make this stuff anyway? Says Rav Yosef, what's unique about zitum ha-mitzri, it's not the regular beer. It's made with one-third saorim, one-third kurtami. It's crocus. How do they
Saffron.
Okay. And one-third salt. Rav Papa says, no. I would never do that in my... I mean, Rav Papa, of course, was a famous beer maker. I wouldn't use saorim. I use real chitin in my zitum ha-mitzri. And this was a paid political announcement, but if you're buy Papa's beer, and simonecha sisni, the way to remember is a sisni is a type of container which is made out of two samachs, which is Reb Yosef and Sari. So it reminds you of Sof Yosef Sari. Not Sari, but Sari. So you remember that it was Rabbi Yosef Shita that you use Seorim. And then Tarulahu, what you got to do is you mix it and let it sit. Tarulahu means you let it sit together until the tastes are absorbed throughout. The Kalulahu, the Tachnehu, and you cook it up, grind it, and then you drink it. Now, let me tell you, Midivcha v'yada tzarta. You're talking about from Pesach. Divcha means the Zeva. From Pesach until Shavuos, the Komit Merapi, the Rapi Mekamit, this stuff is so powerful, that if you've got any constipation, your constipation will be gone forever. And on the other hand, if you've got any diarrhea, there won't be anything left. So you can now go. This is like what they call the Motrin, you know. You take that stuff and that's it. You're done for. So this is now for a chola, if you're sick
both ways,
or if you're pregnant, don't take this stuff. It's a sakanta. It's only good for healthy people. They can tolerate it. Not if you're pregnant. It's the first time that we have a health warning.
Prenatal health warning.
Not for pregnant women.
No, it's very interesting. We put in Mitzrayim that the man was not damaging anybody who was pregnant or nursing.
Right. Very good. V'zoman shot sabaim, hacha targimu maya de chivri, the tzavibahu, very often the yursa when this is brought is laka. Laka apparently meant lack, actually, because the way Rashi describes it is a bright color on shoes. So it may well be that the correct gears is laka. Here we have laba, but the word that Rashi uses for laba, at least according to the Laze Rashi, I don't know how reliable it is that it's a lack anyway. But it's made out of subin that gives a stickiness to the color. V'amilan shel tabachim, how's that made? What you make, you take tvua shloi v'yashlish, so it's immature, and you make pot out of it. What it's used for is you put it on top of a stew, and it shoevet azoama, it absorbs all of these things that rise to the surface. We got a lot of meat products and oils and so on. This soaks it up. It isn't meant to be eaten itself. You throw it out. But lamaisa, it's a type of chametz, but it's a chametz nuksha. Kolan shel sofarim, zahachet aguma pirura de ushkefi. Now, here, the way that they explain this in Aramaic is they call it pirur de ushkefi, which is weird, because that would mean shoemaker's glue. The ushkefi is a shoemaker, and pirur de ushkefi is glued. So it's a devek, again, according to the Laze Rashi. And the, it's not, why we would call it sofarim isn't clear. What does that do with sofarim? So Reb Shimi Michoznom, it's Zeti Pulancho Bnot Ashirim, Shimishayrototo Livnot Aniyim. It means sofrim. Sofrim in the sense of Talmidei Chachamim. They're always in Kailol, they never have any money. So where do they get depilatories? They get depilatories from the leftover, the junk that's left over from the Bnot Ashirim. So this is completely nuksha. And that's what it's referring to. Any, is that true? Didn't Reb Chi explain in a brighter that the way of understanding the Mishnah is that we've got four countries and three professions? Now, we don't believe that kol is professions. And therefore, how could kol ansho sofrim be referring to kol men? It's interesting. Torah tanum nutan, which is profession. This is very ironic. So, Yemati Polancha Benot Ashirim, so my meaning Umanut, where's the Umanut? So, I don't understand. So, what are you going to say? That the Umanut is shoemakers? You're saying it's Piruri de Ushkafi. So, then why is it called Kolancho Sofrim? None. It should have said Kolancho Ratz Anim. A Ratz An is a shoemaker. So, Kolancho Ratz Anim, by the way. Omra Boshia, no, it means Piruri de Ushkafi. That's the ingredients. My colleague Kolancho Sofrim, because Sofrim, who are writing contracts and things like that, they use it to be matbik, matbikim b'niyarotayim. So you take glue, very strong glue. The glue is indeed made for leather work. So they'll put together pieces on a shoe with it, use it to put the sole on. So that's very, very sticky glue. And then they sell this stuff, and they sell it. It's got the heavy content of chametz in it because there's a lot of kemach in it, and they sell this to people, and it's often used in a little bottle. It comes in a little white bottle, and what are they going to call it? Shoemaker's glue.
Elder
glue. Yeah. So elder was a sofer. Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer Omer. Av takshitei nashim. Come on. Salkatay. What do you mean? Jewelry is chametz. We're referring to really our depilatories, which are, generally speaking, the Avon guy sells those silly Avon jewelry things, right, the costume jewelry, together with his other things, you know, sprays and depilatories and so on. In general, we call it Tachshitei Nashim, includes Tipulei Nashim. The Omer of Yudam Arab, Benot Yisrael, she yield a pirkan, v'lo yield a shani. You sometimes have young girls that reach puberty while the rest of the class is still young, and they're very embarrassed. So how come they look different than everybody else? So in order to remove their body hair, so Benot Aniyim, Toflot Otam B'Sid, they don't have any money. So then they use Sid as a depilatory, which burns, but certainly not very good for your skin. Benot Ashirim, Toflot Otam B'Solet, Solid, of course, is chametz. That's what we're talking about over here. And Bedot Melachim used the Shemen Hamor. V'shisha chodashim b'shemen hamor. What exactly is that Shemen Hamor? Ravuna Bar Yirmiya says, well, it's satkes. And satkes, exactly what that is. Rashi says, I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, it's something. And Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba says, it's interesting, there's other places Rashi does give a French word for it. And Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Omar, it's a shemen zayit shoy veishlish. You use now immature olives, and that's a tiny review Omer on piknin. What we call it is on piknin. That's a shemen zayit shoy veishlish. What we use it for lama sachinoto mipnei shemeshir tasear. It causes hair indeed to be removed, but at the same time it's ma'adin et abasar. So it's good for the skin. While still being a depilatory, that's the best possible thing that you can use. Certainly it's the opposite of the spectrum of Sid. It's going to actually burn your skin. Nowadays, they don't have this stuff, so they try to do both. You know? They'll put in burning ingredients, which actually burn your skin, but then they put in types of nice, oily, soothing things at the same time. But it's a problem ad hayom, the contradiction between the removal of the hair and the caring for the skin. Exactly what the secret is of the unpicking. We may be able to go to market on this. It'll probably take a couple of years of testing. There's no animal testing allowed. We'll ask people to maybe dedicate their kids to this. Let them share in the profits. Okay. Brief review. Daf Membeis. Meitash Bishoshanachton. Tamikada. Shofchin b'makom midron dein shofchin b'makom ha'ishborem. Betanya idach shofchim b'makom ishborim lo kasha de nefish de kavu adelo nefish de kavu omer of yude isha lo talush ela b'mayim shalanu dorsher et mate v'papinya l'mocha haiteku l'yama chatzbaya vati l'gabayel hamlan maya I'm not b'maya the bitu amri, which of course they immediately thought meant his wife's water. Dorash rava isha lo talush b'chama v'amila Ravashiyam rata kula chada mechit bechada mechita machitinu. Heichad itmar itmar, heichad lo itmar lo itmar. Ve'elo avrim bepesach kutach abavli shechra amadai chometz adomi zitum amitzri. Zoman shal tzabayin amilain shal tabachim bekolan shal soferim. Rabbi Eliezer omer, av takshitei nashim. Ze haklal koshu mimin dagan harei ze over bepesach. Harei elu azara, ve'in behem mishum kareid. Tanur Rabbanu Shloshu Dvarim Ne'amorim B'Kutach Abavlim Tam Tem Betalev Misametei Naim U'Makrish Et Aguf Mitam Tem Betalev Mishum Nisiu V'Dech Alba Misametei Naim Mishum Nilcha U'Makrish Et Aguf Mishum Kuminita Du'uma Tanur Rabbanu Shloshu Dvarim Arbe Mazevo V'Kovim Ha'Koma V'Notim Echad Mi'Chomesh Me'ot Mi'Morin Av Shal Adam V'Elohim Pat Kiber Sheikha Chadash V'Yerek Chai Tanur Rabbanu Shloshu Dvarim Ma'atin Et Hazevo Zokvin Et Akoma U'Me'irin Et Einayim V'Elohim Pat Nikiya Basar Shamein V'Yayin Yashan. Pat Nikiya means the Samida. Basar Shamein means the Tzafir Tadol Yiftach. Yayin Yashan means Atikatike. Kol Mila in general, the Ma'ala Lahai is Kosher Lahai, but the Kosher Lahai is Ma'ala Lahai. Bar Mizangabila Retiva, Pilpilei Arichta, and Pat Nikiya, Basar Shamein V'Yayin Yashan, the Ma'ala Lekule Gufer. Sheikh Ramadai, why? The Ramadai Beisari. Chomet Zadomi, why? The Shadu Beisari. Omre Nakum Betchilat, Yisharivim Nisachim Yehuda Lo Yehinem She Yehuda Machmitz. Ad Shnotim Metokas Orim Vayu Korin Otah Chomet. Stop. Achshav Ein Yehinam Shel Adomi Machmitz. Ad Shnotim Metokas Orim. Vekorin Otah Chomet Zadomi. Vekayim Mashenema Imala Hecharava. Imalei Azo Charava Zo. Imalei Azo Charava Zo. Renavra Yitzchak Omer Miachar. Ulaum Milom Yematz. Tanya Omer Yehuda Yehuda Rishana Lokei Chometz Miamar Atzinu Tzrich Laser Neshechazak Enubelam Natemet V'yachshav Lokei Chometz Miamar Tzrich Laser Shechazkato Enubelam Enayayin. So what? And if it's Temet, so Rav Yehuda Temet Labar Yisrael V'tznan Hamitlamed V'natan Mayim B'mida U'matzak K'dei Midato Patur Rav Yehuda Mechayev. No, I'll come on. Lo Nechshidu Amihar Atzal Atzemet. Or maybe Pshare is Nechshidu V'lo Kasha Habed Ravaka Habed Purtzini. Zitu mamitzu, my zitu mamitzu. Tana Rav Yossi tlata sari, tlata kurtami, betlata milcha. Rav Papa mafik sari, my lechite, to remember who said what? Simenecha sisne, Yosef sari. Toralu, vekalalu, vetaklu, veshatulu, vidivcha vadatzerta, de komit merapile, the rapi mekomit, le lecholevali, shuubra, sakanta. Zomen shal tzabaim, hocha targimu maya de chivre, de tzavibu laka. Amilan shal tabachim, pat fuan shaloi viashlish, שמניחה על פי כדי רב ושרבת הזרמה. קולן של סופרים, אוכל תרגום הפירור הדאוש כפי, ובשלים בחוזנון, אומר זה טיפולן של בנות השירים, שמשיירות אותנו בנות עניים. איני, אתנו בחייה ארבע מיני מדינות, ושלושה מיני אומנות, ויאמר טיפולן של בנות השירים, מה מיני אומנות יקרה? ולא מה פירור הדאוש כפי, אז מה קורה לקולן של סופרים? You should call it קולן של רצני? Omrevosha Leolan Pirura de Ushkifi, a my Korilu Kolonsha Sofrim, the Sofrim Nami Mad Bekinan Bunir Otehem, and that's the common use where you'll find it in the homes, every kid takes it to school, and therefore we mention it in those terms. Rebbe Yezer Omer, Av Tachshitei Nashim, Sakataita, Elema Av Tipulei Nashim, Domrev Yenom Rab, Benot Yisroshi Gyula Pirkan, Veloi Gyula Leshanim, Benot Anim Tafloratam Besid, בנות השירים תפלות אותן בסולת, בנות מלאכים בשמן המור, שבע שישה חודשים בשמן המור. מהי שמן המור? רבונו בר ירמה אומר סתקת, רבי ירמה בר אבא אומר שמן זית שלא הביא שליש. תניא רבי יהודה אומר, אנפיקנין שמן זית שלא הביא שליש, ולא מסכין אותו, מפני שמשיר את השיער ומעדן את הבשר.